This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love.
Well, let me tell you, folks, that this is not one from the archives, because I am here in person bringing you this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, and I'll be here from now until noon today to bring you my choice of some really nice easy jazz. So, how are we all? Are we all good? Yes? Wonderful. That's good to hear. Now, listen, you know that I haven't been here for the last 2 weeks because, being of a certain age, I occasionally have some health problems, and what with doctors and x-rays and goodness knows what. Things usually happen on a Friday. So, no, I haven't been here for a couple of weeks, but I am here today, just about to start the show. Oh, by the way, next week, believe it or not, next week, Friday, I have got a heart scan. And I don't know yet whether or not I'm certainly not going to be able to bring you 2 hours, but I might be able to bring you 1 hour next week of Easy Jazz. How about that? Anyway, you are listening to me, John Redman, coming live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And if you're local, you could be listening on your Steam Radio on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. Or you could be anywhere in the whole wide world, listening because you've used your smart device, gone to a search engine, and you have typed in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, and you're listening to our live stream. Right, my friends, let's kick the music off. In January 1953, the American trumpeter and composer Miles Davis recorded a tune he called Compulsion. He did that in New York, and he had with him Sonny Rollins and Charlie Parker, both on tenor saxes, Walter Bishop on the piano, Percy Heath on the bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. So we'll start the week off, we'll start today off, with this 1953 recording, Miles Davis and the Boys with Compulsion. Miles Davis and the Boys, 1953, in the month of January, that was recorded. And it went out under the Blue Note Record Company label. Miles on trumpet, Sonny Rollins and Charlie Parker on tenor sax, saxes, Walter Bishop on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Now, Philly Joe Jones, if so many Joe Jones were drummers that they had to decide how they recognized each one. So you had Philly Joe Jones, you had Papa Joe Jones, and you had, oh, what was the next one? Philly Joe Jones. God, I've forgotten. Anyway, there were more than one. I was going to play you a Pat's Waller track, but I can't find the CD. Never mind, we're live. You know what happens when you're live. Things happen. Right now, I'm going to play some local musicians now. I'm going to start off with local multi-instrumental musician Warren Sang. And he's up next playing his own arrangement of Irving Berlin's 1946 composition, which is called They Say It's Wonderful. And Warren, being a multi-instrumental man, played every single instrument separately and then recorded all the different recordings together to produce the sound you're about to hear. He plays the flute in this one, and I've always liked the flute played in jazz. So what do you feel? Have a listen. See if you like the jazz, the flute played in jazz. Warren Sang, They Say It's Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, that was Mr. Warren Sang. Warren is retired now, which is a great shame. But I'll just repeat and say that on that track you've just heard, he played every single instrument: piano, bass guitar, guitar, flute, and drums. He recorded each separately, mixed them all together, and provided the tune I've just played, Irving Berlin's They Say It's Wonderful. He's greatly missed, is Warren, I could assure you. Now, here's a live recording that was made at an open-air concert in Napier, New Zealand, featuring a band put together quite quickly called the Lawrence Road Quintet. From Auckland, there was Pete Edwards on the keyboard, local guitarist Rich Birch, alto saxophonist called Steve Wolf, who came up from Wellington, local bass player, guitarist, sound man, everything else, Bob Jackson, and the local singer John Redman was the vocalist. And the tune I'm going to play you that was recorded live at the time in this open-air concert was written in 1935 by George Gershwin and DeBose Haywood. So have a listen to the Lawrence Road Quintet with their arrangement made up as they went along on this tune called Summertime.
Take it back a little now, take it down a bit. Summertime, and the living is easier. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. And you spread your wings, and you fly to the sky, until that morning, there ain't nobody or thing that can harm you. And daddy standing by. Thank you. Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, on bass. Summertime, and the living is easy, so easy. Them fish is jumping, and the cotton stands high, so high. Your mama's so good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Spread your wings and you'll fly to the sky. But till that morning, babe, there is nothing that can harm you. Cause mommy and daddy is standing.
Yeah, live recording made up on the Hospital Hill in Lawrence Road. And the band was called the Lawrence Road Quintet. Pete Edwards on keyboard, Rick Birch on guitar, Steve Wolfe on alto sax, Bob Jackson on the bass, and John Redman was the vocalist. Tune, of course, was Summertime. And the double bass that Bob Jackson played on the whole of that, during the whole of that the live outdoor concert, was made here in Napier by the late Colvin Steele. And Colvin could do anything with wood. Believe me, he was a great luthier. And yes, he made the double bass that Bob played. We didn't rehearse. We all got together and basically, we, as jazz musicians, we improvised and it worked out pretty well, didn't it? Okay, and now, in case you're wondering where this music is coming from, it's coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. The program is called Easy Jazz with John Redman. I'm John Redman, and I'm here until noon to bring you my selection of easy jazz. The song Angel Eyes was written in 1946 by Matt Dennis and Earl K. Brent, and it was introduced in the 1953 movie called Jennifer. Have a listen as Ella Fitzgerald sings Angel Eyes, as she recorded it in 1960, and she is backed, of course, by, guess who? None other than the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. Ella Fitzgerald, Angel Eyes.
But it's uncomfortably near.
That was Ella Fitzgerald and her recording made in 1960 when she was backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra and she sang the Matt Dennis and Earl K. Brent song, Angel Eyes. If I had a dollar for every time I've sung that song, yeah, it'd be nice. Anyway, I recently played another local singer, Margaret Kitt. And I think that the last time I played her, she was singing with Kevin Watson on guitar. But I've got a recording that Margaret made at the Wellington Broadcasting House in Wellington in 1970. And she had a really great group of professional musicians backing her. Chuck Fowler on piano, Mike Gibbs on trumpet, Benny Dick on bass and Dave Fraser on the drums. So here's just a little snippet of Margaret Kitt and the boys performing a 1940 song written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. And the tune is called Do You Know Why? Do You Know Why? The singer, local Margaret Kitt.
Until the cows came home, and then the cows came home. Do you know why? We used to say we'll love this way till Hades freezes over, and then it just froze over. Do you know why? We thought we had the future dancing a jig for us. Do you suppose our little dreams got too big for us? We used to say we'll love this way ever and long, and now forever gone. Darling, do you know? Neither do I.
Margaret Kitt. The song was called Do You Know Why? It was recorded at the Wellington Broadcasting House in 1970. Margaret, too, has retired, and she's living now up in Gisborne. Right, let's get rid of that. Right. The song dedicated to you was written by Sammy Kahn, Hyde Zarrett, and Paul Chaplin way back in 1937. In 1953, however, Billy Eckstine and Sarah Vaughan recorded the song dedicated to you for MGM Records. And for you, my friends, here are Billy Eckstine and Sarah Vaughan dedicating things to you.
Should paint a picture too that showed the loveliness of you. My art would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. To you.
Yeah, 1953 that was recorded. And, of course, it was Billy Eckstine and Sarah Vaughan together. A really, really nice little duo there. They did that for MGM Records. And, of course, the song was dedicated to you. I remember listening to that, when I was about probably 13 or 12 or 13 or something. And, of course, Billy Eckstine, very well known for his vibrato, quite unmistakable when you heard him sing. Okay, let's move on now. Blue Moon, that was written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart in 1934. I have a recording made in 1949 of Blue Moon by Mel Torme, backed by the Pete Rugolo Orchestra. And here is Mel Torme.
saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Mel Torme there, and 1949 was the year that it was recorded, and Mel Torme had the Pete Rugolo Orchestra backing him. The song, of course, was written by Rodgers and Hart in 1934 and was Blue Moon. Brilliant, eh? Pretty good. Now, remember, I do not stop at 11 o'clock for new sport and weather. I carry on all the way through. And that will obviously let you know that this is not a previous recording. It is a live recording, because today is the 15th of May. And I'm playing to you the program I actually put together for May the 1st. But things happened, and I haven't been here for a couple of weeks. Let's move on, shall we? Yes, yes, let's. Two for the Blues is a tune written by Neil Hefti, and it was recorded in 1955 by the Count Basie Orchestra. It was released by Clef Records, and here, for your listening pleasure, Count Basie and his orchestra with Two for the Blues. the King of Swing. That's what they called him, and he certainly was. Count Basie and his orchestra for a recording made in 1955. Released by Clef Records, the tune was Two for the Blues, which was written for Basie by Neil Hefti. Neil Hefti wrote quite a lot of tunes for Basie. Of course, Duke Ellington, he had a guy who wrote a lot of tunes for him. But Neil Hefti and Basie got on very well together. Right, get on with it. Stop waffling, John. Get on with it. September Song. It was composed by Kurt Weill with lyrics by Maxwell Anderson. And it was introduced by the actor Walter Houston in a 1938 Broadway musical production called Knickerbocker Holiday. The song has been recorded, of course, by numerous singers and instrumentalists, but I have for you the British singer, the late singer, Matt Monro. And he recorded September Song in 1968. So if you're a fan of Matt Monro, have a listen and enjoy. Matt Monro singing for us from a recording made in 1968, September Song.
But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short. When you reach September and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game. For the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'd spend with you. These golden days
Matt Monro, of course, was the singer. And the song was September Song. And Matt's recording was made in 1968. Now, I don't know if you know, but Frank Sinatra thought that Matt Monro was a very, very great singer. And one of the things about Matt Monro is if you read anything about sort of his history, people write and say, how could he have a voice like that when he drank like a fish and smoked like a chimney? And he did. He drank quite a lot and he smoked quite a lot, and it never affected his voice. Not like some other people. Okay, now, you know, I the first two Fridays of this month I had to miss. And I think it was on the first Friday that the Dream Team here put on a repeat. And it was one, I happened to listen to that, just a little bit of it. And it was one that was recorded, I think, a year ago, back in May 2025. And one of the tunes that I heard was the one that I'm going to play you now. And I thought when I looked at the program, this program, of course, is the one I put together for the 1st of May, although it's the 15th of May today. Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying, a song recorded by Ray Charles, and it's on his 1959 Atlantic Records album called The Genius of Ray Charles. Now, the melody is very similar to a song of the same name by the British pop group Jerry and the Pacemakers. Now, the melody is the same, but the lyrics are different. So I'm going to play you. You may have heard it 2 weeks ago. You're going to hear it again today. Here is Ray Charles from his 1959 Atlantic Records album, The Genius of Ray Charles. And he's playing, going to sing for us this song called Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying.
Don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. Don't let the sun catch you lying, lying at my front door. Daddy's done turned salty, and baby, you made him so sore. You can cry, cry, cry. Yes, baby, you can wail. Beat your head on the pavement. Tell a man. Don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done your daddy dirty, I tell you he just don't want you no more. Thank you.
lying in my front door. Daddy's done turned salt in. Baby, you made him so sore. Whoa, you know you done me dirty now, and I just don't want you no more.
Personally, I think that's an absolutely great recording. Recording made by Ray Charles in 1959 of the tune called Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. I think it's great because it's got a really great studio orchestra backing Ray Charles, with him, of course, doing the vocals and the piano. And it's a great tune, says I. Now, the great Kai and JJ. Now, Kai, K-A-I, the great Kai and JJ, is an album by the American jazz trombonists Kai Winding and J.J. Johnson. And it features performances that they recorded in 1960, and it was released by the Impulse record label. I've got a track for you that they recorded on the 8th of October, 1960. Kai and J.J. are on trombones, Bill Evans is on piano, Tommy Williams on bass, Art Taylor on the drums. And the tune you're going to hear was written by J.J. Johnson, and it is called simply Trixie.
Okay.
Nice to have a couple of trombones playing together, isn't it? The tune was written by J.J. Johnson, one of the two trombonists. He called it Trixie, and that particular track comes from a recording made on the 8th of October 1960. Kai Winding and J.J. Johnson trombones, Bill Evans piano, Tommy Williams bass, Art Taylor on the drums. It comes from an album called The Great Kai and JJ. Right. The one I've got ready for you right now is a 2002 remastered copy of an original 1997 recording on an album called Just Do It. And that album was produced by the Waiheke Island bass singer Briar Ross. The track that I've picked to play for you has Briar Ross on vocals, Julie Mason on piano, Andy Brown on bass, Frank Gibson on drums. So a complete New Zealand group going to play for us and sing for us on this one. Now, as I say, the song is called Don't Explain. It was written by the jazz singer Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog Jr. in 1945. Now, don't explain. Why the title? Well, Billie Holiday, of course, she never ever really picked the right man. And the story is that one of the guys that she was living with was doing what most guys did when they were with Billie Holiday. They were having affairs with other women. And this one particular guy came home and he had lipstick on the collar of his shirt. And Billie pointed it out. Where did that come from? And he started to explain. And she got so fed up, she said, "Oh, don't explain," and stormed out of the room. And that's why she and Arthur Herzog wrote this tune I'm going to play right now called Don't Explain. The singer is Kiwi Briar Ross.
Don't explain. just say you'll remain. I'm glad you're back. Don't explain.
That was a remastered copy made in 2002 of an original recording made in 1997. The singer was Briar Ross. She produced that particular album. The album is called Just Do It. And the track that I selected was Briar singing Don't Explain, written by Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog, 1945. an old Kiwi thing there, Julie Mason on piano, the late Andy Brown on bass, and Frank Gibson on the drums. Now, Radio Hawke's Bay. What do we need to know about Radio Hawke's Bay? Well, we're a community access station, and we're the station that can put you on air. We are now in our 31st year. We started off way back then. We were called Radio Kidnappers. But about, must be getting on for 4 years now, that we rebranded and became Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, we broadcast 24 hours a day, every day of the year. And we have two local radio frequencies. We have 104.7 FM and 1431 AM. So if you're local, you can actually listen on one of those two radio frequencies. Our studio is in the centre of the city of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. We put out about 100 shows a week. We've got about 80, 85-ish broadcasters. We're not specifically a music station, although you are listening, of course, to this music program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. We have lots of genres of music. I think we've got programs in every genre of music you could think of. But we're not principally a music station. We have lots of other programs that are available on our website. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Well, that's how you get onto our website. So, if you've got a smart device, you just go to a search engine and type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And our website homepage comes up. The first thing you'll notice at the very top, it says live. If you click on that, you can listen to what is being broadcast over our live stream at the time you clicked on live. The website has everything you need to know about this radio station. You can see our situation of, I'm trying to think of the right word at the minute, of what show or what person is on air at what time on what particular day of the week. You can find out about our broadcasters. Now, we have a podcast system, of course. Let's say that you have a particular favourite show and for some reason you didn't get this week's. Well, you can go to that www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz and open up the page and just go and have a look. Read the website and you'll find you'll be able to download that particular program and that particular episode, and you can hear it. So very, very clever. So, yeah, we're around. As I say, I try to get here every Friday. In the past year, I must admit, I've had a few Fridays off because I've had far too many little illnesses this year. But then again, I'm an old man. But I do really love putting this show together, and I really love coming in to the station and doing a live show. Now, I mentioned the fact that how many broadcasters we have. Now, we always need broadcasters, always, because some people get to the end They'll say, well, I've done everything I wanted to do, so there's nothing else I can give. Well, that leaves a space. So if you think you have something that you could bring to this radio station that our listeners worldwide might be interested in, then I'm going to give you a telephone number. So would you please go and get something to write on? Do the back of your hand if you want. And something to write with. And I'll give you this phone number to ring. Yep, you've got it. Good. Here we go. It's 06-878-8710. I'll say it again. 06-878-8710. Now, if you ring that number and you talk to one of the Dream Team, that's the permanent staff here who make sure everything works, just say, hey, I was listening to, well, I was listening to Easy Jazz with John Redman, and I heard him say you needed new broadcasters. I've got a great idea, and it is. Then you can come in, meet the staff, and explain exactly what you would want to broadcast. And who knows, you could be the next broadcaster on Radio Hawke's Bay. Training will be given. You could record your show. We have recording facilities here in Hastings and, of course, also in Napier. I do live because I prefer to do live, because when I do live, my microphone is you, the listener. And, you know, I stuff up all the time, don't I? Well, I can do that and laugh. It make you want to cry, but it makes me laugh. Anyway, having said that, let's get back to some music. They Can't Take That Away From Me was written in 1937 by George and Ira Gershwin. Guess who introduced it first? You're correct. It was Fred Astaire. And he introduced it in a 1937 film called Shall We Dance? I have a live recording of the song that was made in the Flamingo Club in London, UK, in 1962 by the American singer Carmen McRae. And she was backed by Don Abney on piano, Kenny Napper on bass, and Phil Seaman on the drums. So why don't you listen and enjoy Carmen McRae doing a live recording of They Can't Take That Away From Me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no. The way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take
done. Well done, Miss Carmen McRae. That was a live recording, of course, that was actually made in the Flamingo Club in London in 1962. Carmen McRae, backed by Don Abney on piano, Kenny Napper on bass, Phil Seaman on the drums. Yeah, great song, as you probably heard. Okay, A Swinging Affair is the 12th studio album by Mr. Frank Sinatra. It's sometimes mentioned as the sequel to his album Songs for Swinging Lovers. It was released by Capitol Records in 1957, and from it, Frank sings in front of a live audience. And he sings Cole Porter's hit song, Night and Day. And, of course, he is backed professionally and beautifully by Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. So, Mr. Frank Sinatra with Night and Day.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you need the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, why is it so that this longing for you follows? In the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through. Spend my life making love to you, day and night, night and day. Night and day, under the hide of me, there's an old such a hungry yearning burning inside me, and it's torment. Making love to you day and night.
Night and day. Well, it was Frank Sinatra backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, and 1956, that recording was. The album, A Swingin' Affair, was released by Capitol Records a year later in 1957. Now, have you heard a song called My One and Only Love? If you have, yeah, you'll know it is a very popular and very nice song. It was written in 1953 by Guy Wood and Robert Millin. And it was recorded by the American guitarist Kenny Burrell on guitar with Rufus Reed on bass and Ben Reilly on the drums in 1972. And it comes from an album which is called Laid Back. So, why don't you sit back and listen? This is about 6 minutes long, this one. Sit back and listen to the guitar of Kenny Burrell, the bass of Rufus Reed, the drums of Ben Reilly, as they play for us this wonderful, wonderful melody called My One and Only Love.
Thank you.
folks, recordings like that definitely do mean easy jazz. And that's why this program is called Easy Jazz with John Redman. And I, of course, am John Redman. And you've just listened to a great recording made in 1953 with Kenny Burrell on guitar, Rufus Reed on bass, Ben Reilly on the drums, of the Guy Wood and Robert Mellon song, My One and Only Love. Have you met Miss Jones? No, I haven't really met her. All these years I've been trying to meet Miss Jones. But anyway, it's a song written by Rodgers and Hart, a firm favourite, I'll tell you, with all jazz entertainers. But in 2005, Have You Met Miss Jones was recorded by the British pianist and singer Chris Ingham and his quartet. And a very nice recording it is, as you will hear right now. See, Chris Ingham's met Miss Jones. I still am waiting.
It happened. I felt it happen. I was awake. I wasn't blind. I didn't think. I felt it happen. Now I believe in matter over mind. So now you see, we mustn't wait. The nearest moment that we marry is too late. Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. And I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands that I'm a boy who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath. All at once was scared to death. And all at once I owned the earth and the sky. Now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll go on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I.
Recording that, wasn't it? Chris Ingham, British singer and pianist, and his quartet. They brought you Have You Met Miss Jones? The recording was made in 2005. A song, of course, written by Rodgers and Hart. Yeah. Now, let's have a look, see how much. Oh, we got just over 20 minutes left before I need to close the show this week. So I'm beginning to see the light. Well, that's a song. Music by Duke Ellington, Johnny Hodges, and Harry James. So three of them wrote the music, and the lyrics were written by Don George. It was published in 1944. But in 1957, Count Basie and his orchestra recorded I'm Beginning to See the Light, and their male singer, Joe Williams, did the vocals. And here is Joe Williams and the Count Basie Orchestra with I'm Beginning to See the Light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw the rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light.
Nice recording that as well, eh? That was Joe Williams, that was, backed by the Count Basie Orchestra. And they brought us that song written by Duke Ellington, Johnny Hodges, Harry James, and Don George in 1944. The one called I'm Beginning to See the Light. One of my favourite vocalists, you know, old Joe Williams. Okay, what are we... Oh, yes, I know what I was going to say. This Sunday, the 17th, Hawke's Bay Jazz Club. It's at the Magdalenos Rooms at the Havelock North Function Centre. Heaps of parking there at the back. And it's the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club Big Band that are performing. And I was talking to Ian Hunt, the president of the jazz club, well, just a few days ago, actually. And he was telling me they've got a new male vocalist and should be a good night. So remember, this Sunday at the Magdalenos Rooms at the Havelock North Function Centre is Hawke's Bay Jazz Club with their own big band. Now, the doors open at 5. The program starts at 5:30. Drinks and food are available. Not free, but they are available. And I'm not too sure. I think last month when they had, Jackie Ryland, was it, the singer, they had to put the prices up a bit to cover her cost. So on Sunday it should be, I think it's £20. What are you talking about, John? $20 for members, $30 for non-members, and school children are free. Where the hell did I get pounds from? God, I haven't really used pounds in donkey's years. Anyway, so anyway, that's on Sunday the 17th. Doors open at 5, programme begins at 5:30, finishes around 8:15. Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea is a song that was published in 1931, written by Harold Arlen and Ted Koehler. Now, in 1957, Verve Records released an album called Buddy Rich Just Sings. Now, Buddy Rich, of course, is a very well-known, or was a very well-known drummer. But in 1957, he released an album where he's doing the singing. Altogether, Buddy Rich recorded 3 vocal albums, and they were all released by Verve Records. But for you, I have got Buddy Rich singing Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
You, but I hate to lose you, 'cause you've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I should hate you, but I guess I love you, 'cause you got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I don't want you, but I sure can't lose you, 'cause you've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Yeah. want you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between devil and the sea. I should hate you, baby, I guess I love you, 'cause you got me tipping around that devil in the deep blue sea. Babe, I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I don't want you, but I guess I love you, 'cause you have got me in between the devil, I mean the devil, oh, the devil and the deep blue sea. Come on, get out of there.
And then you see, you never actually thought that Buddy Rich, the great drummer, was a singer, did you? So now you do, because I actually, don't forget, all the music that I play comes from my own personal CD collection. And I do go through it. And if I see something, I haven't played that for ages. I haven't played that at all. So when I was going through, I found that Buddy Rich singing Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. And through the album, of course, called Buddy Rich Just Sings, released in 1957 by Verve Records. So, so I've got a few. I've got a few I can play you in the future with Buddy Rich singing. It does take me a bit of time to get this show put together, but the great thing for me is actually getting it put together, and I just absolutely love being in the studio playing my selection to you, wherever you are in the great big wide world. You know, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to, you know, what I bring to you. Now, local people. Recently, at the Paisley Stage, which is now no longer in Carlisle Street in Napier, it's in Hastings Street in Napier. I think it was, I can't remember, last week maybe, that they had the first night of the blues club. They've actually started a blues club. So we've got the jazz club and a blues club. And of course, we've got all these other clubs, country and western, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But local people, you know, if you can, doesn't matter that it's winter, if you can and you're healthy, get out and support local musicians. Because if you don't support them, they just die. I mean, not figuratively die, but they just say, well, that's it, nobody comes, so we'll just give it away. So go and support your local musicians. Right, my friends, this is the last play of this week. Next week, as I said earlier, I do have a heart scan early next Friday morning, and I don't know at this stage whether or not, I certainly won't be here to do 2 hours, but I might be able to do an hour, but we'll wait and see. Failing that, I'll be here the week after. Okay, here's the last track, Stompin' at the Savoy, a 1933 jazz standard composed by Edgar Sampson, named after the famed Harlem night spot, the Savoy Ballroom in New York City. And here for you, as we go out, is a 1954 recording of Stompin' at the Savoy, made by the Duke Ellington Orchestra. It's a toe-tapper. You'll only get a bit of it, but it'll be the first one the next time. Look after yourselves. Be careful out there. And remember, love the ones that love you, because I love you back so much. And God bless you all. And I'll be back either next week for an hour or the week after for 2 hours. Stompin' at the Savoy sees us out. Bye for now. John Redmond signing off.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.